Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The crisis at the border has gone from bad to worse. Uncontrolled illegal immigration is ripping at the very fabric of our sovereignty.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. And that's why we kept on saying, hey, look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NCAA Woman of the Year is Columbia fencer Sylvie Binder. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the results of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzy Konecovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington state.
We arrest them, they get out immediately. The judges don't hold them accountable, and it truly is a time for the American people to look at who they're electing and stop electing these democratic socialist ideas that we keep bringing forward, and it's damaging the very fabric of our communities. They're the ones that passed the laws that made it almost impossible for law enforcement to make contact with criminals. And once we arrest them, they continue to make laws that they get out very quickly.
Possession of any drug, including deadly fentanyl, is now legal in Washington state. The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, here I am, and there you are, and here we are, trying to save a country. Thank you for being a part of the solution and not adding to the problem. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, joins us now. Good morning, Rick. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I'm telling you, I'm about more than fed up over this, you know, January 6th committee and the fact that they're spending our money on a kangaroo court, one size fits all, instead of putting any effort whatsoever into these allegations. You know, 1,000 sworn affidavits saying, hey, something funky happened here. You have a majority of Americans agreeing that something funky happened in the 2020 elections. Donald Trump questions it, and all of a sudden, oh, my God, that's the worst thing that any president could ever do. I mean, we've had elected officials that have questioned it forever. I mean, let's go back to Al Gore. Oh, and let's not forget the infamous Stacey Abrams out of Georgia. I mean, she still hasn't offered any concession.
Yeah.
Well, concession for her loss, right?
Well, remember, the Hillary Clinton specifically told Joe Biden not to concede his loss to Donald Trump in 2020 in advance, because that was one of her great regrets, that she actually conceded the 2016 race. So we have no credibility on any of this, and it's a power grab. I think most Americans know it. The thing about it is,
well, let me add this, Rick, real quick. Without a doubt. And what adds to it is what the media is doing. I mean, The Hill reports it in such a way. I mean, they echo. They're in the echo chamber with the rest of these, you know, these ideologues and these leftists, you know, whenever they talk about Trump as if, you know, he was wrong for questioning the results of the election. I mean, it's conclusive. It's not that it's in doubt. It's just that he's promoting this big lie to the detriment of the democracy, when they won't do their job and research and do the work that they need to do to find out, okay, why do we have 1,000 sworn affidavits? Why do we have all this evidence? And why is it that we have courts, the judiciary, that doesn't want to hear the case? It's such a hot potato. Nobody wants to deal with it. You know, the Democratic judges are happy to deal with, January 6 offenders and, you know, throw them in jail for 3 to 5 years without a blink of an eye. And after they've been kept on ice for, what, over a year in some cases, and many of those still in solitary confinement. And still we're getting fed what it is that Liz Cheney and the Democratic Party want us to believe and what happened with January 6th. But the problem is, with the continuation of these lies and this narrative that they promote, is that when we get evidence to counter it, they look really bad. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to see Epoch Times' presentation on this. They did an excellent job and presented some video and experts that we haven't heard from, you know, and it's quite revealing, Rick.
Yeah, yes, it is. Let me try to explain how this the Justice Department and the January 6th Commission are working together. The January 6th Commission is busily trying to prosecute anyone and intimidate anyone and create havoc in anyone's life and discredit anyone who dares say that there is something worth looking into. That in terms of the 2020 election, it's designed to intimidate anybody in the political or even in the political realm from saying anything that says that there were problems with the election, because the objective is to say that Donald Trump caused an insurrection on January 6th. Because he was attempting to engage in a unlawful coup against the lawful election of a president. And they can't do that. They can't make that charge. They can't disqualify Donald Trump from being president in 2025 if there was legitimate concerns about the election in 2020. So the January 6th Commission is designed to destroy anybody's ability to say there were legitimate concerns out of fear of being essentially ruined by this House committee. Then the Justice Department is picking up any crumbs that they get, and they're going after people legally who won't be quiet, because if you can't shut them up by intimidation, then you go and you say, okay, well, we're now going to prosecute you and bankrupt you using full force of the federal government. That is the duality that's occurring here, and they work hand in glove. And it's the most dangerous thing I've seen in my experience here in Washington, D.C.
Well, something's going to give, Rick. This is the danger that they're coming into. It's almost like they want a civil war on the streets of America. Because people are not happy about this. You know, look at, if you have evidence and you want to lay it out, let's do it like a court of law. Let's not do it like a star chamber, as you referred to it, ram this down people's throat. We went through two experiences, horrid experiences, when they attempted to impeach Donald Trump twice. And the thing is that's so disgusting about it is that they're using the people's money, Rick. And you have a majority of the people going, we're not interested in this. And they're wasting our money for this show trial to intimidate and to politicize, you know, our government to such a degree. Like you said, if you don't bend your knee to the altar of the elites, then you've got hell to pay, Steve Bannon. You know, right? I mean, because that's what's happening.
100%. That's 100% exactly right. Steve Bannon's case is kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back, because Bannon was saying, you know, I can't talk about private conversations that I had with the President of the United States. There's this thing called executive privilege. And until the President waives that and says, you know, I'm not going to apply that to your conversations, I'm not coming before this committee. Mm-hmm. Bannon said that, and so the committee subpoenaed him. He didn't show up. They said, you have to follow our subpoenas at all costs. So what happens? Trump says, well, I'm not going to give. He can talk. It's okay. I don't mind. And so Ben says, okay, I'll come talk to you now. Well, no. Now they don't want his information. It's more about trying to put Steve Bannon in jail.
Exactly.
Than it is about the information that was so important that they had to put him in jail to get it. And that is what this is about. This is it's telling anybody who ever talked to anybody in the White House about any of this that you can be brought before this commission and you can be effectively ruined at our discretion, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we have Republicans, the Democrats only have a 5-vote majority in the House. Okay. We have a Republican minority leader who sits on his hands and doesn't do anything. He doesn't raise hell. And it's wrong, and I'm sick of it.
I'm with you on that.
Nancy Pelosi.
There's no pushback, and I'm with you on that. That they're just folding, and here it is. This Democratic committee is able to go and judge shop and get the right judge who is not willing to render justice, true justice and reason, but just go ahead and go with the maddening crowd and throw Steve Bannon in jail without proper hearing. We've got more from Rick after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's Global Update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are suffering severe persecution, and yet Christianity continues to grow. We at the Tide Ministry rejoice to hear from listeners who have found the love of Christ through our radio programming. One listener sent this message: "Your radio program showed me the real love I needed to know because I always felt that I was not loved by my God, but now I know that the real God loves me." If only that one person heard the gospel through our radio broadcast and was saved, it would be worth it. Praise God that many others are responding to Christ, regardless of the threat of persecution. We are committed to continue diligently broadcasting the gospel until every last person has heard the good news or Christ returns. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning continues with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, where we're fresh and independent. That is our motto. I mean, that is our objective here, to remain independent, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Because the problems we have right now, as Rick and I were talking about, this is not, sadly, this is not going to be handled, well, maybe not sadly at all, within the political process. Okay, as long as it's the Republicans against the Democrats, as Rick said, we're neutralizing each other. Until we can come together as Americans, Americans committed to the U.S. Constitution, Rick, we're not going to get to the bottom of all this mess. I mean, we've gone through this dance, whether it's with, you know, Hillary Clinton and what happened with Benghazi and the, you know, Clinton Foundation, you know, the Hunter Biden issue. You know, the wagons have been circled. They're protecting their each interest. And it seems like the liberals and the Democrats, because they are in power, are very well fortified. And they're getting away with all these shenanigans. And the American people are having their fill of it. And this is why I'm saying this is especially dangerous, because you saw what happened on January 6th. And the people that were there, I mean, they weren't all Antifas. It wasn't all Black Lives Matter, though there were there. And there were some shenanigans from the FBI and, you know, and the Justice Department interfering and orchestrating this. What happened on January 6th wasn't an accident. And some of the people that were smart enough figured it out, Rick. I mean, you see them in the video, you know, when, what's his name, Ray Epps is there trying to get people to go into the building. I mean, they're yelling. They're saying, hey, Fed, Fed, Fed. I mean, they could smell it. And other people saw what was happening. Unfortunately, when you get, you know, over a million people, and even then it wasn't all a million people, but you get thousands of people in a congested area, like you can see on the video here in some cases, it's dangerous. And then you had Capitol Police that overreacted, and they broke the law. And there is no consequence for what they did. I mean, here we just put Derek Chauvin into jail, and all hell broke loose on his pumpkin head for, you know, for the violation and improper use of power and authority as a police officer. And you got Capitol Police ramrodding the people. And this, according to experts who know about the use of force and how it's properly exercised, especially in situations when, you know, so-called riots are happening. And what they did time and again was excessive, and there's no accountability. There's no House, you know, committee hearing on that. They're allowed to get off scot-free, given awards, and given all kinds of honor and glory when, you know, we need to dial that back a little bit and figure out exactly what they did and what happened.
Well, that would be what the January 6th Commission should be doing, because the House has a right to investigate what went wrong, what procedures should have been taken, and what, how come the House was only half-staffed in terms of the Capitol Police, what, you know, what actually, why there wasn't a request for the National Guard from the mayor, or from the Speaker. They have an absolute right to take a look at that. They have a right to take a look at, you know, a number of, you know, what actually did occur, so it could be prevented from happening again. That's a reasonable investigation.
Yeah,
not what they're doing. Okay, that never was their intent. Their intent has always been to have a, you know, this is their fourth impeachment of Donald Trump. They tried Russia collusion, which didn't work because it was all made up. Then they went to Ukraine. Then they impeached Donald Trump. The House did between January 6th and January 20th, and the Senate didn't convict. And now they're investigating again for a fourth impeachment of Donald Trump. And the fact is, there's something called Trump derangement syndrome, and it's real. The problem that when we look at this is, you say, you know, what can the House, what can the Republicans do about it? Well, I would argue that what Kevin McCarthy needs to do is he needs to sit there. He needs to start screaming loudly about this. And he should have been screaming loudly as soon as it went off the rails. And it's gone off the rails for a while. He needs to start showing that he's actually going to be a leader and hold people accountable. The people who are engaged in this J6 commission need to be, and those who are going to be coming back to Congress, need to know, you're not going to be on an intel committee. You're not going to be on a judiciary committee. You're not going to be on any committee. We're going to we're going to put you in a corner, and we're basically going to give you, you know, this minimal amount of staff, And you can go sit and, you know, have cocktails over at Democratic National Convention Committee building, but you're not going to be getting to do any work. And that we need to sideline all those people, and quite honestly, make it so their staff, the staff that's doing this, also faces sanctions, because they've violated the basic procedures of the House. They've violated they've created an environment that is, they've violated basic ethics of the House, suborning witnesses and perjury from witnesses. And I'm kind of tired of it. And I'm tired of the Republicans sitting there saying, oh, we don't say anything. We duck and cover. You know, we're going to win and become the majority. So for 2 years, we can say we can't do anything because we don't have the presidency. And for 2 years after that, we can say we don't do anything because we don't have 60 votes in the Senate.
Right.
A little sick of them sitting on their hands, hiding behind the skirts of those who are willing to do the work. And it's time for Kevin McCarthy to show he's going to be a leader, or get out of the way for somebody who will be.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is that it's more than the elected officials. It's the infrastructure. This is what Donald Trump pointed out when he talked about the deep state. And I think he has a different understanding of the deep state and just how deep and pernicious that it is, because you've got these career bureaucrats. As you know, when they changed the law and allowed these career bureaucrats to stay in there, I mean, they are like they're built into the infrastructure. They're moles. They're moles for an ideology that is not consistent with the American people. They've got their own fiefdoms that they're running there at our expense. I guess if you can get away with it, it's a pretty good gig. But I think that's what threatens them, is that Donald Trump was starting to get to the bottom of this, and he's the only one. He is the only one, Rick Manning, that I see right now on the horizon that has the courage, the intestinal fortitude to do something about this. What do you say?
I think he definitely has the courage and intestinal fortitude, and he understands it so much better now than he did when he was first started saying drain the swamp. I was very encouraged. Something I've been saying for 4 or 5 years is you can't drain the swamp unless you can fire the swamp. Yes. And Donald Trump picked that mantra up this past weekend and said that exact thing, referencing some civil service reform thing changes.
Exactly.
Had, yeah. Which will allow for, which will keep the Alexander Vindmans, who have a different view of the relationship between Ukraine and the United States than the President of the United States have, from being inside and listening to a conversation and then telling somebody else, not telling them the truth about what occurred, leaking a conversation that wasn't actually had, and causing an impeachment, and then being lionized for doing so by the left-wing press, that anything that attacks Donald Trump was quite all right. It was actually valuable. So it is so the Vindmans of the world won't be in the room who have a different point of view, and who are, it's okay to have a different point of view. It's another thing to be disloyal and to politicize your position. Vindman did that. And the Vindmans of the world have no place in having access to decision making, because you have to be able to keep your mouth shut and go with what the elected official says, not what you think.
And you would think, as a military officer and understanding, you know, what the chain of command is all about, that he does not need to be taught this. But this tells you just how diseased and corrupt, you know, the bureaucracy is, that you can have people like Vindman. Vindman is not one and done. I mean, this is an indication of just how pervasive that kind of thought and processing is a part of our government. And any official, any leader has to manage and deal with this.
The Pentagon tried to promote Vindman. That's all you need to know.
It's all unbelievable. Well, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning has been with us. Rick, as always, we appreciate it. The website, real quick, 5 seconds.
DailyTorch.com, DailyTorch.com.
Own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to hold a phone call on Thursday. It's the first call since China threatened war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan. NCAA Woman of the Year has been announced. Columbia fencer Sylvie Binder takes home the top honor. Due to out-of-control inflation, possibly switching gears and becoming a recession, Americans have been bracing for higher borrowing costs. The Fed's Policymaking Committee meeting ends Wednesday, and most economists expect the Fed to raise the rate by 75 basis points. An announcement from the Fed will come today. Chris Harvey is with Wells Fargo Securities on Yahoo Finance.
We are of the opinion that we're going to go in a recession. It's going to be a consumer-driven recession, but it's going to take a while. Part of that is because we're seeing the negative wealth effect. Stock prices are down, housing market's not as strong as it used to be, and people are beginning to be stretched.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. She is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Well, you know, you are so spot on in your latest column about the Senate Republicans that have got to find a spine and know what they're standing for with the American people. And now more than ever, you know, you have been at the forefront, the vanguard of activating a citizenry. And the citizenry needs to be activated in such a way to encourage our senators, the Senate Republicans, to take a stand, a firm stand on spending negotiations. After all, it's been all this spending by the Democrats and the policies of Joe Biden that have contributed in a great manner to the inflation and this recession that they still want to insist is pending. When the American people will say, pending nothing, we are in a recession right now, right?
That is correct. We are in a recession right now. We don't need to wait for more numbers. We see it at the gas pump. We see it when we're going to buy groceries like milk and bread and the other basics and staples. We see it in the cost of college tuition and just so many other items in our day-to-day lives. So we know we're in a recession. Part of the reason that we're having these problems is because the government spending is out of control. And the thing that I'm asking the Senate Republicans to do right now, it is a firm stand, but it shouldn't be that difficult. It's just when the continuing resolution bill comes up for a vote, which will be the bill that continues to fund the government once we hit the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, just vote for a continuing resolution that gets us well in to the next Congress. Do not create and manufacture an artificial fiscal cliff at the end of the year with a lame duck session of Congress. I have no idea. I have hope. And polling seems to be in the Republicans' favor of picking up at least one chamber of Congress. I don't know until the people vote how that will turn out. What I do know is that once they do vote, a lame duck session does not need to be determining our spending.
Sadly, and I know this sounds a bit skeptical, it's not so much when the people vote, it's when they count the vote, as we found out in 2020, sadly. Now, the other thing that I am suggesting, Jenny Beth, see what you think about this idea, and that is that the Republicans should be yelling from the rooftops that we freeze all government spending right now. Freeze it. Because what happens, you know, in the ending months of any fiscal year, this is when you get all that stupid spending going on, because everybody has to vacate their budget, right? And people go out there and they buy, you know, Ticonderoga number two pencils for $10,000, because they just got to get rid of their money. And I would absolutely freeze the budget right now, saying no more spending whatsoever, you know, from the government until we get to the fiscal new year, number one. And meanwhile, then secondarily, I would say I want to audit. I want to audit the books, particularly all the COVID money spending, because we keep hearing, I mean, it's amazing. They go, oh, we got to spend new money in COVID. And then they go, well, but we got still $400 billion that haven't been spent. It's kind of out there. What does that mean? What are we talking about here? And the press is not following up on that. They're not holding them accountable. And meanwhile, they continue to spend money and put us, you know, deeper into inflation and exacerbate the recessionary consequences.
Yes, you're right about all of that, Bill. We do need an audit. And we do need to stop with the spending. They're passing this CHIPS bill through Congress right now. And the thing has grown like, it has grown so incredibly with the amount of money that they plan to spend picking winners and losers, and they just don't stop. That's why I said, well, it's a firm stand that we're asking them to take, but the only thing that I'm saying is, for Pete's sake, if you're going to keep doing all of the crazy stuff that you're doing, just stop this. Just make the continuing resolution last through the new Congress, through the new majority, whatever it is, can make a decision. They spend like drunken sailors, and we are all paying the price for their reckless spending.
Exactly. And I agree with your thesis here. Let's just get through the other side of the immediate problem. I mean, we're going to fund the government. That's fine. But any new spending, anything else, because the other deal that happens right now, oh, that's right. We got a midterm around the corner. And this is the time when Democrats buy votes. And guess how they buy their votes? They go into the Treasury. They use our money, Republican, Democrat, independents alike. They use our tax money to buy votes. I mean, how shameless is this? And we keep allowing them to do this every voting cycle, Jenny Beth.
We absolutely do. Well, I think that there are some of us, like you and I, who are trying to hold them accountable and prevent this kind of spending. But it is true. There's so many voters who just allow that to continue. The reason for it, I think, has a lot to do with the fact that as campaigns are run, political consultants focus on the issue of the day. They turn it into a hot button issue, and they get swing voters voting on those hot button issues. And the other issues that have great consequence in our society and our lives, on the economy, wind up not being the determinative issues when it comes to elections. It's important for us as we go into November to make inflation and government spending a priority, and for people to be voting with that in mind, so there's a mandate to stop this kind of spending come the next Congress.
And it's not like these entities, these interest groups, are lacking for money. They're fundraising like crazy already, right? And then they look for the windfall, and especially when the Democrats, are in control, Nancy Pelosi is happy to open up the vault and let them access the people's money. To me, this is absolutely shameful that they do this and they misrepresent us like this. Jenny Beth, again, I am just, I don't know how to put this in words, because I have such, you know, fond affection for your commitment to patriotism and to saving this country, and all that you've done with the Tea Party Patriots. I mean, the Tea Parties have been kneecapped ever since Barack Obama and Lois Lerner and the IRS went after and affected. And I was talking with another Tea Party organizer last week that clearly the effect on, I'd say at least eight, probably since then, we're probably up to over a dozen voting cycles have been compromised as a result of this. But that doesn't stop us from taking action. We've got to take action. And I want to direct everybody to your website, Tea Party Patriots. Activate your citizenry. Let your elected officials know that we don't want any more spending. I mean, we need to do a CR to get us through the through the end of the year and get us through this next Congress with hope that you know, we're able to take over at least one of the houses, if not both. But they got to know that the Democrats aren't going to take this lying down. I mean, all this projection that there's a red wave. Do you think the Democrats are just couched, you know, putting themselves in the fetal position in a corner, sucking their thumb and just thinking that they're going to let that happen? Heck no. I mean, they are going to do everything that they got away with in 2020 and then some, because they know that their agenda, everything that they ideologically believe in, is on the line, especially because it has failed the American people. It's failed everybody so miserably.
I think you're exactly right about that. They will not. That's why I said we don't know until the people vote, and as you rightly point out, until the votes are counted, how things will go. If we ran the country by polling, then we wouldn't need elections in the first place. I know one thing's for sure: the other side is not sitting by and doing nothing. They are raising money. They are spending money, and I mean campaign money, not just our own money. They are raising campaign money, and they are doing all they can to win. That's why we have to stay engaged.
Exactly. Look at, ladies and gentlemen, this is your country. It doesn't belong to the Democrats. It belongs to Americans, okay? Not Americans, Americans. And the only way you can be an American is you got to get on the playing field. You've got to participate. This is a participatory type government. That's why those three most important words, we the people, what it represents your action in an activated government, and you can get activated right now. Remind them again of the website that they need to go to get activated, Jenny Beth.
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
She is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, Jenny Beth Martin. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You know, the fact of the matter is there's only one truth. And I think it was quite illustrative when President Abraham Lincoln asked people, said, okay, you have a dog with four legs and a tail that we're going to call a leg, okay? So how many legs does the dog have? And the people said, well, five legs. He goes, no. The dog has four legs and a tail. It's still a tail, okay? Just because you call it a leg doesn't make it a leg. It's still a tail. And this is where we are in this country. It's amazing. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps repeating itself because in our own humanity, we deal with these things that sabotage our success, especially arrogance. I mean, the arrogance that has arisen amongst the elite class, the people that are supposed to serve the people who are so engaged in serving themselves, sadly, these 545 elected officials. And I know that's a broad stroke and it puts everybody all in the same bin. And in a sense, they should be, because what should happen is those who are not guilty, for the sake of the integrity of their office and what they represent as elected officials, they should be shouting from the top of the Capitol building that, you know, all this corruption is unacceptable. Insider trading from Nancy Pelosi has been going on forever. And don't give me this stuff that her husband and she do not talk. I mean, because you have trade, you know, stock trades that take place within weeks of something being noticed that only people on the, you know, elected officials, only she would know in her position, and the husband makes a buy. Let me tell you, if you're buying stock, I'd follow Paul Pelosi. Forget about anybody else, because if they're going to do insider trading, you might as well get a leg up and just do what Paul Pelosi is doing, okay? And it'll probably go pretty darn well for you. But you see, this is the arrogance of the elites that are out there. The government is one hot mess at every turn right now, being led by the Democratic Party. And let's talk about the southern border. Chris Chmielinski is with us, the number USA Director of Policy and Activism. Hey, Chris, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
a hot mess down there, right? I mean, I don't know. What is Jill Biden serving up breakfast tacos? Is that what's caused the increase of migrant encounters at the southern border this past year? What's going on here?
Well, even though you've got DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying the border is secure and don't come here and we're closed for business and et cetera, everything else that they can throw out, it's just words, because essentially what they've done is they've thrown out the red carpet. What they don't understand is that when you have hundreds of thousands of illegal border crossers getting apprehended over the last several months, and most of them are just getting released into the interior of the United States, while they may say don't come and the border is secure and the border is closed, that just invites more people to come because they know that, okay, well, border's secure, border is closed, but they're going to let us in. So why not go?
Yeah, I mean, did Mayorkas graduate from the propaganda school of Baghdad Bob? You remember Baghdad Bob? I mean, you know, we got him, you know, we're kicking the Americans' butt. We're winning the war. We're doing all this. I mean, this is Mayorkas. I mean, it's like, they went to the same school. I mean, he's got the same primer book or something on his shelf. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, just flat out lying to the people. There's no validity on anything. I mean, you can't even give him, Chris, I can't give him the benefit of the doubt. Can you, based on what he says and the numbers that we're dealing with?
Oh, no, absolutely not. When they say that, you know, one of the more recent reports was that just in this fiscal year, 1,600 convicted criminals have been apprehended in one of nine border sectors this year. But don't worry, they're protecting our communities. And the fact that 50 individuals with connections on the known terrorist list have been apprehended, but don't worry, we know exactly where they are. You can't believe it. He did say, so one of his more recent comments at this policy summit in Aspen, Colorado, was that the border was secure. He did let us a little bit into what he really believes in, saying that his alliance is more with the open borders types, but it's don't even say the border is secure. Just say, I believe that anybody who comes across the border should be able to stay in the United States, because that's what his policies are effectively doing. Just say it.
I think we're giving him too much. Yeah, you're right. We're giving him too much credit. I mean, we know him by his actions. I mean, it is so bad that he sits there and continues to lie to us. And listen to what the Border Patrol agents are seeing. These guys are on the front line. They see what's happening as far as the policy is concerned, and all their hard work and efforts is for naught, because you have a administration. You have the Homeland Security Secretary counter-opposing reasonable defense of our southern border, right? And so they flat out just said, you know, they called him a liar. Wow, that's pretty tough. You're calling your boss a liar here, you know?
It is. And you can see it. The Border Patrol Union is fed up with it. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, who are just basically sitting at their desks, sitting on their hands because they're being told not to enforce the immigration laws in the interior of the United States. They're fed up with it. They're trying to separate from their union because their union isn't protecting them and is calling them Nazis. So they're fed up with it.
They're putting their lives on the line here, Chris. I mean, how would you like that job?
Yeah.
I mean, you go there to defend the border, and it's not just the defense of the border. It's the country. It's their own families. And they're seeing, you know, this pernicious activity, you know, whether it's sex trafficking, fentanyl, drug running, all this stuff that's going on. It is a hot mess. And they're going, man, they're going into the country where our families live. What are we doing? And then our hands are tied to do anything about it. And meanwhile, I mean, if the cartel wants to come in and push through, it's like they're given cover. And, of course, you know, the firepower that the cartel has, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, it rivals most military organizations.
Oh, at least. I mean, these are well-armed folks. I mean, we remember what was happening in Colombia in the 1980s, what they were able to pull off down there. So it's absolutely, obviously, it's a mess. And you look at you know, you go back and you look at some of these pictures, especially of ICE, some of the pictures of them making apprehensions, and, you know, they're separating families is what they get accused of, but they're knocking on these doors basically in riot gear and bulletproof vests because they know that the people on the other side are well armed, as you mentioned, because they've got connections to these transnational cartel groups. So, yeah, they're putting their lives when they are allowed to enforce interior immigration laws. They're putting their lives on the line every single day. And yet, what kind of treatment do they get? They're getting cruddy treatment from this administration. And it's no surprise that both the Border Patrol agents and the ICE agents are turning their backs to the administration.
Well, common sense and reason tells you if somebody has broken the law, to what extent will they continue to break the law? You know, we have illegal migrants here in the country that have murdered in every state of the union without exception an American citizen. And the stories, they abound, they are heartbreaking. And, and Joe Biden and Mayorkas, sadly, could care less. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. And the American people, like I said, look at, you know, we got to get out of this Democrat-Republican thing. This whole political division of our country has not served us well. It has kept us disunited. We have to remember, above all, this is about America and Americans. This is what we can unite under. Forget about the parties right now, okay? Because they're not serving us. They have their own individual interest, and sadly, that interest seems to be more focused on getting reelected, not about doing the people's business. So we, the people, must come together under a united banner. Oh, yeah, the American flag, that red, white, and blue thing that some people want to burn continuously and add to the division. But yes, we need to come under that American flag as the United States of America and let our elected officials know, and hell no, this can't continue, that they need to act on the people's behalf or else. And whatever or else means, either they're voted out of office or whatever, because what they're doing with all this, Chris, I'm part of me is afraid what they're orchestrating here is something of a civil war dimension that could be quite devastating for this country. And we need to anticipate that, unlike what Joe Biden did in Ukraine. We see this coming, and we need to act now. We can't continue to sit back and let this happen to us until it gets worse. Because it's like I said, it's that old Pennzoil commercial. Remember, it said, you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is that, yeah, it may seem expensive right now, but it's not as expensive as down the road, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. The power is in the people's hands this fall. So we'll see what happens.
Well, he's the Numbers USA Vice President. Chris Chmielewski has been our guest. As always, Chris, appreciate your insight. Thank you for being so vigilant and keeping the truth up front. I mean, 1.7, nearly 1.8 million migrant encounters at the southern border in fiscal year 2022, and it's not over yet, right?
Nope, not even close.
Wow. Well, we're talking probably at the end of well over 2 million people, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're looking at. Thank you, Chris Chmielewski. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.